Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So you don't complain, you stay grounded in your belief, and you know that things are going to get better, and you be prepared and ready when opportunity comes. And you just got to make sure that you have the right attitude. Positive attitude.
Hi, this is Todd Zwillick here with Lynn Scherr. We're filling in for John Hockenberry this morning on The Takeaway. That there was Nevada resident Janice Birch speaking with our partners, the BBC. Janice is one of many voices recorded in a BBC series called Aftershock, and that's a close-up look at how people around the world are holding up 1 year after the events that led to our current recession. As part of that series, Steve Evans, the host of our partners, the BBC show Business Daily, went to Nevada to chronicle the lives impacted by the recession. Steve joins us here in the studio on his way back to London. From Nevada, Steve?
From Nevada, yeah. A little bit in New York, but yeah, on the way back to London.
A little stopover. You can't fly direct to London.
Absolutely not.
All right, Steve, well, thanks for being with us. So we've officially got 9.7% unemployment across the country. And that doesn't account for, as we just discussed earlier, that doesn't account for underemployment and people who aren't looking anymore. The numbers are much worse than that. What's the situation on the ground in Nevada right now? How do things stand for people in that economy?
Rate of unemployment in Nevada is 13%, which is a bit odd because
it is huge,
but it should be higher in a way, because the thing about Las Vegas is when people lose work, they go back home. So if you like, if the rate of unemployment is 13.1%, which it is, actually that means an awful lot more people have lost work, because you lose work in Las Vegas, you go back wherever you came from.
So it's hurting. People who've lost work, they've gone home. They came to work in the hotel or the casino or something like that.
Croupiers, whatever. So that's 13% of the people still there, the workforce still there. So it's high and it's hurting there.
All right. Well, what impression did you get from the people around there that you were talking to? I have to assume it was a mixture of hospitality workers, service workers, casino workers, people like that.
We did what we'd call in Britain upstairs, downstairs. In other words, the strip, you know, the great big glitzy strip, but also downstairs Las Vegas, the people who live in North Las Vegas. And you get a lot of despair, lots of tensions coming out. For example, the big public hospital there in Las Vegas is currently dialyzing illegal immigrants, people without the papers, because now with unemployment going up, an awful lot of people with kidney problems are simply saying, I'm about to die. You have an obligation by law to treat me. You cannot turn me away.
And that can't be a politically popular situation.
It cannot be. There's a big row about it. So the big public hospital there, for example, has a ward full of illegal people, people who shouldn't be in the country or haven't got the right papers to be in the country, but they're on dialysis. Now, if you talk to the people in that hospital, they say, hold on a minute, this isn't what we're supposed to be doing. There are kidney units in this city, but we are now treating people like that. And meanwhile, we're looking at staff costs and talking about laying people off because we've got a deficit. So there's a huge political tension brought up by this recession. And I imagine that kind of tension is cropping up pretty well everywhere.
Pretty well everywhere. Well, you talk to a guy named Ed Lee. He's probably suffering as hard as anybody can in this recession. He was an executive chef who lost more than just his job. And I want to hear from him now.
My last job was formatting a restaurant and a lounge. January of 2009, that was my last day of work. From then on, the house is foreclosures. Just no work out there. Couldn't pay the bills, just ended up on the street.
So Ed Lee from executive chef to homeless person at this point.
To the street.
To the street.
Now, he's currently in a hospital organized by the Catholic Charities of Southern Nevada. But, you know, the thing has hit him very, very badly. And he's somehow survived. And he's sort of saying, well, I'm going to get work. But you ask him where, and he doesn't quite know. He's a very, very down man. An invigorating man in lots of ways, because he's trying to pick himself up. He's doing all he can to pick himself up, but it's hard.
All right. We should add, of course, that in times like this, not everybody is in dire straits, and not everybody in your documentary is in dire straits. I think of places like the dollar store, places like Walmart are doing as well as ever because people need to save money and they go to those places. Well, you talked to a gentleman named Glenn Parshall. He's a pawnbroker. I want to hear from him and have you comment on Glenn.
People are coming in and selling everything. They're coming in and selling their jewelry. They're coming in and selling their silverware sets, the tools, TVs. Business is very good. It's been rolling along. We're getting a lot more people in. They're getting loans in as well.
That's one man's treasure. Glenn's doing just fine.
Glenn's doing very well indeed. And Glenn's doing doubly well. He's a pawnbroker, and he deals mostly in guns. And what he says is that high unemployment is good for him on two counts. One, because unemployed people want to pawn their guns because it's valuable. But also, he says there's more fear out there, so people want to buy guns. He's doing very well indeed in this recession. He's a great big bear of a man with a great big beard. He's a very interesting character.
So he's got the guns coming and going. The poor folks want to get rid of them, and the people who have something to defend want to come and buy them.
That's right.
Oh, he's some way to be a middleman in this economy, isn't it?
It's a great business.
Yeah. Well, what about the casinos? We're talking about Vegas. We have to talk about the casino business. Are they way down? I mean, I would have to think in this recession, people just don't want to gamble.
Ish. Let me give you the figures, Todd. Visitor volume in the last month, for which there are figures, down 6%. Average daily room rate down 25%, so it's a good time to go there. Convention attendance down 19%. And that, they say, is basically because of the opprobrium that companies had. They didn't want to be seen to be having fancy conventions in Las Vegas while the local press were there. So the numbers are all down. There's also a bit of anger there, I think, amongst the people who run the casinos. There's a great big development in the center of Las Vegas. They're trying to build this huge complex of shops and apartments and hotels and whatever. And they ran out of finance, basically, or they needed refinancing about a year ago. And they say, the people who run this thing say, if you wanted to talk to a bank a year ago, they just didn't want to know. And they were scampering around like mad things, trying to get this finance going while the market had frozen, and they're very, very angry at Wall Street. They think that Wall Street let them down when they were actually trying to keep things going.
Where's the project at right now?
The project is going on, and you can hear it going on, but you have to say, you look at those apartments and say, how are they going to fill that stuff? The property market is clearly very, very different, and it's clearly going to be a struggle.
And Steve, you seem to think that Nevada is representative of what's going on in this country that...
Nevada is not representative, obviously. Las Vegas is very, very one-off. But having said that, all economies, it's a kind of a barometer for lots and lots of things. You know, people spend their money on leisure, clearly. And if they're feeling it's all a bit tight, then that gets pulled in. So it's a very, very good barometer of what's happening in everywhere else.
All right. Steve Evans of the BBC, host of our partners show, The Business Daily, is doing a new documentary, a new series called Aftershock. He's just been to Las Vegas. He's on his way back to London. Steve, thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome.